Well, guys, starting with an injury update, Trevor Siemian went to IR with a left shoulder. In his roster spot, we signed J.J. Dillman. He was a University of Utah center guard. That was drafted by Cincinnati, put on a practice squad, so we grabbed him from Cincy as a new Bronco. We also signed a new practice squad guy, River Craycraft. He was here for a week, about week six or seven, pulled a hamstring, so he's back with us now. That's your update there as far as the injuries. Any questions?
Have you made a decision on your starting quarterback?
We have not yet. It's Monday for us, so, you know, we got back in the office this morning, just waiting to have the meetings with the offensive staff to kind of figure out what's best for us.
When do you plan to make that decision then?
I'm not sure. You know, we're going to obviously discuss it with the staff and see where we are, you know, with both guys. You know, obviously, you know, Paxton hadn't practiced in 3 weeks. We've got to see where he's at physically. He came in Saturday and Sunday, threw the ball, rehab. So we'll see. We'll see. But it's a lot of things that goes into that decision, you know, who plays this week for us.
Do you think this week is the start of a youth movement in terms of seeing D'Angelo Henderson, seeing the younger guys?
You know, I won't change my tone on that. You know, you can do both. You know, we want to win football games. That's the first order of business. Obviously, we can do both by seeing some of the young guys play, and we have. You know, with McGovern getting some reps there. You know, Thomas playing at safety this weekend. Jamal Carter playing at safety. Watching Cody Latimer get better and better each week, making plays for us. So we are doing both, guys. But winning is our first priority here. You know. So whoever we dress, they will help us win also, you know. So I wouldn't say it's a youth movement. You know, I would say it's trying to win a football game first.
Made more difficult because Brock played maybe his best game in his NFL career. And then if you play Paxton, or is it just, hey, it's a reflection of where we are in the season?
Well, Brock played well, you know, so it would be hard to say he didn't play well. I mean, it's proof in the film there. You know, but, yeah, I mean, but we have a lot of things going on as far as the quarterback deal. We want to see Paxton play some, okay? So that's the truth, you know. We have to see where he is as a player moving into the offseason. That's important for our football team moving forward. But, you know, we have to discuss it again. You know, we want to make sure he is totally healthy so he can play and play well if he does play, you know. And, again, Brock did play well. So that's going to be a discussion that we have to have, you know, with our staff today to – kind of figure out what's best for all parties involved.
What do you need to see from him, Vance, that you haven't already seen in your time as head coach?
Well, I would say this. You know, players get better with playing in games. You know, I've seen a guy play in practice, obviously. He's had a start against the Raiders with three quarters maybe. So with game experience, you know, some guys get better. You know, and you want to see him in games. It's different in practice. It's a controlled environment. So we want to see him playing games. But, again, you know, if he's healthy enough to play, we will do that maybe. You know, if not, we're going to, you know, wait and see.
Vance, there's a report that Marvin Lewis is going to move on. Your reaction to that?
I have not talked to Marvin since last week. But I would say this about Marvin. I mean, Marvin's a great coach. He's been there 15 years. And I know personally Marvin still wants to coach football. So I'm not sure if it's just rumors or, you know, how true it is. But I know Marvin's done a great job for that organization, you know, being there 15 years and that team going from not being relevant to relevant, over Marvin's time there. But I know Marvin wants to coach football, so I'm not sure how true those rumors are.
When you say he threw this weekend, Paxton,
yes.
Was it like what he did before the game the other night, or did you?
Very similar, yes.
Then I said winning's a priority, but with C.J. Anderson closing around 1,000 yards and D.T. closing around 1,000 mm-hmm. yards, is that something that you guys will at least be mindful of the last mm-hmm. two games that they're
playing? I think the personal milestones with players are important. You know, C.J. Anderson has not, first of all, stayed healthy, you know, for a full season. So I've been proud of C.J. of how he came into camp in great shape, and he's actually been healthy, you know, for the entire season. So him getting 1,000 yards is important. It's important for our football team and important for C.J. We haven't had a 1,000-yard rusher here in how many years? You would know better than me. Probably, what, since 2012? So I think it's important. You know what I mean? Our offensive line is playing good. He's running the ball hard. He stayed healthy. The same with DT. You know, those things are important because it makes our football team better, you know. The better those guys play, the more we win. So they are important. But obviously winning is our first priority there. But if they play good, guess what? It helps us win. So I'm all for it.
When you're weighing quarterback decision, is it about those two guys? Or how much do you consider how it would affect the rest of the locker room?
That's definitely has to be considered because we've won two games, and that locker room wants to win. You know, so again, our first priority is to win a football game. We all know that, the players, coaches included. You know, so that's very important.
Vince, can you touch on Jordan Taylor and just kind of what he's done for you?
Tell you
guys
what,
this season?
He's done a lot for us. I mean, he was a guy that, you know, didn't dress the first 4 or 5 weeks for us, but as a punt returner, he's been very efficient. You know, that's an important position because that sways field position. You know, he's done a great job with that, with decision making back there. As a PP, you know, for a game and a half, he made a big tackle for us on Thursday night. As a receiver, he's been efficient for us. So he's a guy you can count on. You know, and that's NFL football. You know, you want guys that when you put them out there, that job will get done. You know, and that's been Jordan Taylor's story for us this year. No, we have to go to practice also, you know, and that's a good question. And again, you know, we want to make sure he's healthy enough to play, you know, if he's able to play for us. But no, that wouldn't have happened.
So if he looks a little gimpy, you'll get that wildcat going?
What do you mean? We have
as the backup.
As the backup.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess, yes. Sure. We'll get the wildcat going.
So he hasn't been officially cleared yet, or
officially cleared to practice?
Yeah.
Yes. He will practice on Wednesday.
Trevor going to IR, your thoughts on how it's tough discipline?
I tell you what, I mean, he's battled all year. I mean, he's had two shoulder injuries this year. He's played through all of it. Obviously, you know, with it being a 3 to 4 week injury now with 2 weeks to go, it didn't make sense to keep him on the roster. But he's a warrior. I mean, he's a tough guy, and you know, he's had a tough year with injuries, but he battled and kept fighting for us. It's impressive.
What do you think his future is with this franchise?
I'm not sure. You know, and that's a question that we all have to answer after the season, you know, a number of us. So I'm not sure. You know, but he's a good young quarterback, smart, tough, you know, so we'll see. We'll see where that lies.
And what do you think those guys have done in the quarterback room with the uncertainty this year? Because he's had an awful lot of weeks.
Yeah. I'm assuming it's tough. You know, it's tough not knowing. I think 3 or 4 times this year, you know, who's going to be the guy to play. That's tough. You know, it's been tough for our football team. Playing 3 different guys. So, you know, I get it. You know, with those guys, but it's my job to play the best guy for us to win football games. You know, that's where we are.
A few more for the coach.
They've been fine with it. You know, Trevor and obviously Trevor Paxton and Brock. They're all buddies. You know, so they all get it, and they're all team guys. So it has not been a problem in the QB room as far as who's going to play this week. They've been very supportive of each other, and that's been good to see.
Vince, did you watch any football yesterday? If so, I'd be curious your take on the Pittsburgh catch that wasn't.
I watched a lot of football yesterday. The Pittsburgh catch, that's the rule. You know, you have to complete the catch, and the ball was moving, in my opinion.
You ever seen a ref bust out a piece of paper?
No, I've never seen that.
Last one.
Enough said on that.
How do you feel the team as a whole has adjusted or responded to all the injuries? I mean, I think you got, 11 guys on IR at this point in the season.
Well, you know, we've been okay with it. You know, we've had a lot of young guys step up and play well. I've been proud of McGovern, how he's played the last 2 weeks. Excuse me. I've been proud of Stevenson, how he's played, Cody Latimer. So we've had a lot of young guys step up and play well for us through injury.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy your day.